Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. First thing today, we're going to find out how to get free audiobooks from several Chattanooga authors. In this segment, we've got the Chattanooga narrator who's lending his voice to the Free Books Project, and we've got a couple of the authors in the studio as well. Everyone, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Let's talk about what's available, first of all. We're talking fiction, several different genres. Mm-hmm. Becky Woolley, let's start with you. Becky Woolley, you write clerical crime novels, and I think people know what mystery novels are. Those are pretty popular, but clerical crime is a really specific subgenre of mystery. What is that for people who don't know?
Clerical crime involves a protagonist who is involved officially with a religious body. And in my case, I have a couple, Grit and Grace, who are involved with a progressive Christian ministry, and they also solve crimes.
And you've written a couple of books in this series. Your first one, Nonprofit Murders, that's the one you're giving away as a free audiobook. Tell me a little bit about that. First of all, the title, people can't see it's on the radio. You spell profit a very specific way in the title.
P-R-O-P-H-E-T. I have three pseudo-prophets involved in my book, so I thought it would be a good title.
And you've got ministers being killed off. You're actually a minister's wife. It's got to be a pretty interesting viewpoint to come from.
Well, I try to make it humorous. Living the life of a Christian minister's wife, you encounter things that you cannot talk about. So I make them funny, and I put them in fiction novels.
And Michael W. Gardner, your novel is titled Seasons of Change, post-apocalyptic fiction set in the Chattanooga area. What is the story here?
Well, it morphed several times while I was writing it, but the original thought was I wanted to explore the idea of what it would take to move a large group of people across the United States, because anymore, we're all walled off, we got fences, you just about can't move without going down highways. And so I looked at how many people you could move through that type of an environment. I found out that my estimate was 1 million people would stretch out 26 miles down a four-lane highway. So it got to where it became interesting to see how much I could get into it. And then I created an environment that caused the United States to just come to a stop that would require a large number of people to move from the Chattanooga area headed west.
Who is the protagonist of this book?
Well, he's a CPA.
Okay.
which, you know, that right there is an interesting juxtaposition, because most people don't think of a CPA as having that kind of inclination.
Yeah, I don't think I would look to a CPA at the end of the world to save me.
Well, I think that's a misconception, because I really thought they should have made LA CPA instead of LA Law. But this is the thought behind what would motivate a person who was not really in a overt leadership position to take on a large group of people like that, and the challenges that would be involved in organizing them and keeping them together and defending them from attacks and keeping them supplied with food and shelter and that kind of stuff. So a lot of logistics built into it.
It's interesting because, like, in the April 27th storms a few years ago, we kind of saw a little bit of that. But I think we did pretty well in the face of adversity as a community coming together, helping everybody.
Well, I add a little bit to it in that I create a situation where all imports have been cut off to the U.S. So in the situation you're talking about, we had supplies to draw on. Well, what would happen if Walmart was bare? That's the theory.
And George Taylor, you're the one who's recording these audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So people who download them are going to actually hear your voice. How did you get into the audiobook business? Because you need a lot more than just a nice voice to record audiobooks. You really need acting skills.
Yeah, you do. You do. This is something I looked at 30 years ago and found technologically challenging and said, no, it's not going to happen. Becky Woolley here organized a reading session at the public library and asked me to read a section out of her book, okay, Nonprofit Murders, and where we kill off the first preacher, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right. So I read that. Another author who is not represented here but is from Chattanooga, Jerry Minshew, heard that reading and through Becky contacted me and said, can you record my book? And I said, I don't know. Let me check it out. So I started looking around. I started researching. How do I get into recording audiobooks? What do I need? What are the platforms available now for doing this? I stumble across ACX.com, which is the production arm for Audible.com, the largest distributor of audiobooks in the world.
Oh, yes.
And I do some research, and I begin acquiring some equipment, which fortunately is not an arm and a leg anymore. I set up a studio, and Jerry and I set up a contract, and I went to work, okay? I have actually recorded for Jerry. I've recorded for Becky. I've recorded for Mike. I've recorded for another author in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, who was actually the first one on ACX just to contact me out of the blue.
Huh.
Okay. That's her second novel my next one to record. And then I have an author from Texas who's contacted me. And it's gone off and running. So at this point, I have four novels. I have four books of poetry that are all available for download, all of them Tennessee-based, and all of them available for free just by liking my Facebook page and telling me which one you want.
So what is your Facebook page?
It is facebook.com/narrationbygeorge.
And this is June is audiobook month.
June is audiobook month, where audiobook authors, audiobook suppliers, and distributors are promoting this whole concept of audiobooks. And the slogan is really cool: get caught listening.
What made you decide to give all these books away for free? Obviously, you've got to have the involvement of the authors. You can't just give their books away for free.
Well, I do have the involvement of the authors. The other thing is there is a limit. I can only give 10 of each author away.
Okay.
So 10 of each book. So supplies are limited, but they're there.
It's pretty interesting because you're doing this from home, and this is the kind of thing that I think 10 years ago, definitely 20 years ago, you just couldn't afford the equipment to do this at home.
It would have been impossible 20 years ago. The equipment wasn't there. You were doing it on cassettes. You know, you were recording to reel to reel and editing manually and dubbing over to cassettes. That just wasn't going to happen outside of a major studio environment and without an investment of a lot of time and a lot of money. Now we can do it on a computer, and once you get beyond the learning curve, you can do a lot with it.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about free audiobooks available from several Chattanooga authors. Again, you can find them on Facebook. What is that address
again? It is facebook.com/narrationbygeorge.
And Becky, I've read both of your books, and so reading them, I, of course, have specific voices for the characters in my head. And as the author, you've got specific voices. What is it like hearing George do his voices for the characters?
George and I are pretty close, and I knew that he was going to do a good job, especially with some of my characters. And if he's a bit off, I can just email him and say, we need to work on this particular character and we need to change it in this way. He and I both have a theater background.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wrote my book, I wrote each of the characters, seeing them and hearing them in my head. And so George understands that, and we work together very well.
And, George, you're saying you've got a profile on ACX.com for maybe people who are listening right now who are authors and would like audiobook versions of their books. How do they contact you? What is the process?
Actually, if they are authors and want to contact me, they can contact me easiest through my webpage, which is narrationbygeorge.com. There's a contact button that pops up when you go to the first page. And folks who are interested in seeing about the books can see about the books there as well, and each one will take you to a description of the book, so you can find out what the books are about and even what they sound like. There's a sample on each one.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us today.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You.